Hey, this is Eric Warden. Pop-up radio is almost live. And I've got some special guests here in the Airstream studio here. These guys are with Yarn, and I got to say, normally I'd want to do something like this prior to the show, when you guys are, you know, not ready to just go have a beer and kick back. But really nice of you to step into the Airstream. Have you ever done an acoustic thing inside of a 1972 Airstream, Blake?
I don't think so. Have we ever played in an Airstream? Possibly.
Not to my recollection.
This is Rod. Roderick, how you doing, man?
Hello, I'm doing fine.
Rod's the, I guess you'd call lead guitarist, but...
He sure is.
Yeah, so tell me, and it's Christiana, Blake Christiana?
You got it.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
Eric Warden, pleased to meet you. So Pop-Up Radio is designed for people like you. I love local, and even though you guys are now in Raleigh, you're still in the Triangle, you're in the region. Love music, period. We want to spread the love, and you know, obviously you're here out in the middle of Franklin, and some might say why, but I do want to just say thank you so much for making the trip down here.
It's our pleasure.
How long has Yarn been rocking and rolling?
This is our 13th year.
See, that's saying something.
We've defied the odds.
Have you guys been in the same group all this entire time, Ron?
Yes.
Well, no, I missed like the first year.
Okay.
So. It's my 12th year.
Okay. It's my magic number. I was born on the 12th of July. Blake, give me.
We were 13.
What? 13. Who's it?
June 13.
Okay, all right. See, summer babies. That's right. Well, I tell you what, you guys came out to the Ben Jacks here. I don't know how much you had heard about it, but this is a new thing for them.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. We showed up blind, and we're leaving pleasantly surprised.
Well, you know, it was rain in the forecast, but it's ended up being warmer. You guys had a nice stage presence, really cool setting. How'd you like that? You have a nice floral arrangement right above you guys.
I wanted to take it home with me.
That's Claire Benjack for you. And you had to love just seeing all the cotton fields all around you.
We did. We did notice the cotton fields, and... that does not look like fun work.
Did you guys travel in from West Virginia that I see last night?
Yeah, we got up early.
I was going to say, how many hours does it
take? It was 5 hours, but we didn't sleep much. We slept about 4 hours. But, you know, the older you get, the less sleep you need, they say.
That's not true. I've been doing this a long time. All right, so I mentioned to a lot of my listeners and friends, I said, okay, I'm sure everybody always asks why Yarn. I'm sure it has to do with telling tales.
That's exactly it. Figured it out.
But what was maybe the small short list prior to Yarn that you guys were leaning on? Because I have a feeling it's more of that rather than a real love of textiles.
I can't remember what other names came up. I really can't. The band that I had when we started Yarn was called Blake and the Family Dog.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like the family dog. I'm more of a dog guy.
I'm a dog guy.
Got a beagle.
Big time. I got a poodle. 6 pounds and 0 ounces. But, so I couldn't even tell you what was on. I probably have like a file deep in my computer that has a list of names.
Yeah.
But and like, now that you mentioned it, I kind of want to look for it.
See, you want to find out?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, somebody wants to come in with some food. I guess they're leaving it outside.
Oh, we got tacos.
All right. That's so cool.
Well, this is impromptu.
You're locked in here, baby.
You can just leave it out there.
Oh,
there we go. Claire, tacos.
Slam it hard.
Woo!
She's the matriarch. And what were some of the bands you were with, Rod?
There's been a few along the way. There's a great band called the Silos that were came up around with REM and stuff back in the 80s.
So you Midwest? Is that where you're from?
No, actually. I'm from New York.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
And Blake, you too? I mean, obviously the band started there. And
New York.
I think it's kind of interesting you guys would end up in Raleigh, but you traded.
He's still in Brooklyn.
New York?
He's in Brooklyn. Okay. Bobby's in Harlem, the drummer, and me and Ricky have moved to Raleigh.
Wow. So you guys all congregate wherever the gig is?
We play so much. That
how many gigs a year?
About 150.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you guys married?
Two of four.
Yeah.
Two out of four are married.
I don't understand
and
how you can do it, you know? And especially given the environment that obviously this long, I've been in radio so long, I mean, it's like so many artists I've seen, and there are very few that I think have even the longevity that you guys have done. And yet, when you come and entertain, you give it all up right here, whether it's, you know, 150 people or if it's a packed crowd. Let's talk a little bit about how the gigs have changed, because when you're playing Cat's Cradle, It's kind of a club scene that is really cool, though, because they get great music there. But, I mean, all the years you had to do dives and this and that, and then there's this house concert thing which comes up, and it's like, wow, that's pretty sweet. And yeah. This is like an extension of that in somebody's backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you prefer that intimate thing rather than a, not to say a Coliseum show, but something on a larger scale? What's the difference?
No, I mean, I like it all. It's nice to have the variety. So theaters, festivals tend to be my favorite, but when we're just sitting around with no amps and no microphones and we're in somebody's living room and everyone's pin drop quiet, I dig that. You know, let's see what Rod did.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like it all. But for sure, you know, we're feeling the crowds and we take the energy from the crowd, and that's us. We're conductors.
Symbiotic relationship.
Yes, symbiosis. And so we do rely on the crowd for that.
Yeah. Did you guys have a set list, or did you just kind of seem to be going, okay, what do you think?
Yeah, that's
it. Almost seemed like it was telepathy.
One of the most painful things is writing a set list. You know, it's like, I can't stand writing
really?
Set lists. So,
yet all your major fans
set list. We try to just mix it up every night. So it's never the same show. And then, sometimes people come to multiple shows in a row. So I just kind of keeps my brain fresh, just remembering what we have and haven't played over the last few nights. So it's good for many reasons. My sanity and just improvisation.
I got to say, the covers I heard you do were, I thoroughly enjoyed.
It was fun, yeah.
Yeah, I think probably just hearing After Midnight, My Name's Eric. Okay.
Yeah.
Although that's really not a Clapton tune, we all know that. So you do a ton of dates. You do a lot of festivals. That seems to be a big, big thing these days, certainly with so many of them. You know, it may have started with Bonnaroo. That's mega-sized, but there are so many of them.
Well, no, it helps pay the bills, you know.
And there's always a brewery nearby.
The breweries are good, too, because they got money. The big breweries got lots of money, and then it helps, you know, supplement the smaller club dates.
I hear you.
And plus it gets our music out to a wider audience much faster.
When you got involved with this, were you hoping for the big label gig and being on the the big stage with whoever you might have enjoyed back in the day?
Still hoping.
Yeah. Well, thing is, though, there's so much the political crowd.
Well, yeah, I don't really play the game much. So, and I, a little bit dabbled in that world. We had management in Nashville, had a song plugger, had all this other stuff.
Yeah,
we've had management once since those guys, and it was a disaster.
So you guys handle it all yourself now?
Well, not the booking. I mean, we have our booking agent who's in Nashville. But, it's a little frustrating. Nobody cares as much as we care. So.
Oh, yeah. There are some. Some of them were here dancing. Did you see? Yeah. They were right up. They were one with nature.
I feel like there's 90% of the music industry is people taking advantage of bands our size and even smaller, taking their money and doing nothing because there's no obligation on their part.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. And I mean, I hope there's a special place in hell for that because we're musicians, for God's sake.
You're artists. There's often this thing starving that goes right before the artist part.
Exactly. So there, I presume there is a special place in hell.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Maybe they're already there.
Tell me about your latest project. Now, Blake just handed me volume 1 and 2 of Lucky 13 compilations.
Well,
yes, because
Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 is
sort of.
Is there a November Rain cover? Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. So go ahead.
Well, we had we released them once a month in 2018, and but we weren't content to just release one song. So then we're like, well, it would be a vinyl single, like A side, B side, and then we kind of went a little further and started including some visual stuff and some alternate mixes and entire other creations. And so it's a big package, you know. So then that was called, so we released those once a month throughout the year. So there was.
Come on, get into the sweaty hole. You guys are going to have to move over. Here we go.
Yeah.
You might have to, get a little cozy.
Get cozy.
And if you have to pull the mic off of the stand just so you can hand it around. All right, so I'm going to pivot this around. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, so then, yes, those were culled together into those two releases.
Well, I'm very pleased to have them. On Pop-Up Radio, I'm going to need your authority to go ahead and play it on my podcast.
Yes.
Otherwise, I get totally slammed by whatever the...
authority.
You know it.
Yes.
You are authorized.
All right, thank you so much. I'm going to go crazy with it. Hey, your name is Bobby.
I am Bobby.
Pronounce your last name.
Bonum.
Bonum. Didn't you just recently make an appearance with some Roots dudes?
Yes, I did.
Tell me what that was about. How'd you get that gig?
Well, I know a good friend of mine via Rod. His name is Steve Mandel, and he's the producer of the Roots. And he called me up, and I just went, and I did it.
Suddenly, you're on national television.
I was.
I will say that your website was very excited for you, obviously, and you guys, I don't know who administers your website, but it was cool to see them giving such love. You know, no offense to you, Blake, but the front guy always gets all the attention. So it was very cool to see them saying, yo.
It was really nice, and all those people supporting was amazing. Yeah.
You must be Rick.
You got it.
Grab it like you mean it.
How you doing, baby?
You are a... well, let me ask you what that is you play, because while you'd say, oh, he's the bass guy, I don't think I've ever seen that a bass that looked like yours.
It's called the Czech Ease Travel Bass. It's made in Czech Republic, put together in New York City by a bass builder named David Gage.
Dude.
Tribeca, 36 Walker Street, NYC.
It allows you to dance quite well.
Yeah, man, she's got, you know, she has a little smaller booty, but she's fun to dance with.
Dude,
you know?
I had a blast just listening and watching you be in. You guys are into what you do, and I very much appreciate that.
Nobody wants to see a bass player on Cruise Control or a band on Cruise Control.
I took a lot of video of you guys, and it wasn't always on your instrument or your faces. I was looking at your shoes. Now, you've changed. You were in rock boots.
I changed.
You were wearing Pumas. It looks like you still got the tennis shoes.
The boots off.
So it's all image. Is that what it is?
No, we're about to. We recently did 4 days on the road, and I'm excited to get in the car. And
dude, when I was
just
a kid,
get cozy, just being in the car.
My dad used to call them hard shoes, and I would think, who'd want to stand around in hard shoes all the time? Were you wearing boots as well? I couldn't tell behind the kit.
I am always
wearing boots.
No, never boots. Some kind of hybrid.
Still, they're hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
Where are you from, man?
I'm from Paris, France.
Very good. I'm so glad you're here, man. I don't want to keep you guys too much. I know you guys probably have another gig in about an hour in Raleigh. I don't understand how you do it, seriously. What's next on the agenda? Are you guys getting together for another album soon? Do you have other projects going on? Because I'm sure you guys are working with others at times, you know?
We've got, everybody's doing other stuff. Obviously, Bobby played with the Roots last week, so that's pretty impressive. But, everybody's got other stuff going on. I don't have anything quite that impressive, but we're putting out a Ricky Nelson tribute album.
I brought him on stage once.
That's awesome.
I'm that old. At the Douglas County Fair, Roseburg, Oregon. Thank you very much.
That's amazing.
You know, everybody always asks, and I'll ask this, why not? What was your first concert?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who gets to see them for your first show? How about you?
ZZ Top.
See another. Bobby?
Bobby doesn't remember.
First show?
I don't remember.
You do not?
Yeah, it's at some church somewhere.
No, I'm talking about a real rock star.
A rock star? No, well, the first time I went to a big stadium was Fish at the Garden.
Wow.
2 years ago.
Okay, well. 2 years ago.
And my first one was the Rolling Stones Steel Wheels Tour, 1989, Shea Stadium.
Pathetic.
With Living Color opening up for them.
Because I'm from a rural, small Oregon town, the only time anybody comes to town is the county fair.
Yeah.
And because we're not just a bunch of hokey people, but it was always country. So the first show I get to see is Lynn Anderson. You don't even know who she is. Anne Murray.
No. Oh, I know
Anne
Murray.
The Canadian songbird.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Rush came with Tommy Bolin before I was old enough to go to a show, and I couldn't even believe they were in town. Anyway, so... I'm glad you guys are here. I'm going to be your champion. Thanks for the opportunity to not only come in here. Is this your first interview in an Airstream trailer, Bobby? Is this? This is the third one this week?
I got to think. No, we did quite a bit of interviews, but in an Airstream.
Never in an Airstream?
No. But I slept in the Airstream.
Look!
Yeah, no, I slept in the Airstream.
By the way, we need to give credit to
Guy. It's a very romantic thing.
It is very romantic. I could click on this. The air conditioning here is killer. This is called Guy's Lounge because Guy's upholstery. For all your upholstery needs, did all this. Isn't that nice?
Nice.
It's pretty cool. All right.
The rug really ties the room together.
That's the original? Not the circular one. The orange faded? Yes.
I love the rug.
All right, where's your next appearance? Because I know you're coming to Richmond. You did a nice job of plugging a future Virginia show.
Yeah, we're at the Mount Chunk Opera House in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania on Friday.
So you got a little bit of time.
Yeah, and then we're in Syracuse on Saturday.
Wow.
And then we're headed down to Florida for a bunch of dates and a festival. And
Are you all in one vehicle, or are you traveling separately?
It depends. When we go to Florida,
How did you get here? I saw the Ram van.
We have two vehicles, and but like when we go to Florida, we go out west. We just travel together. Well, we try and travel in one van as much as possible. Save the extra gas.
Well, I'm gonna hopefully have you guys back in this Airstream.
Can't wait.
You're only the second live act to be here on Pop Up Radio.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Well, we are live.
I'm really appreciative. Is the ambiance okay?
Perfect.
All right, because sure. I'm gonna let you guys go. What are you gonna sing?
We're gonna sing.
Give me some room.
Yeah, take.
Sing the bass lines.
I'm gonna put this down here toward your guitars.
Oh,
you
gotcha.
Sing into the. Yeah. All right, Pop Up Radio presents. You can't use the bathroom.
Hey, I'm good.
You can't. It's not plugged in.
I went on the side.
Ladies and gentlemen, Yarn.
Thank you. This is a song called "Take Me First." These lines on our face growing deeper. All these aches and pains make us weaker. All these years gone by, and it's never felt so right. Just like George Burns and Gracie Allen, just like Johnny Cash and June Carter too. Getting old is a privilege we hold. I'm so lucky I'm getting old with you. All the memories we made together erase these lines, aches, and pains, make us better. All this time gone by, and it's never felt so right. Just like George Burns and Gracie Allen, just like Johnny Cash and June Carter too. Getting old is a privilege we hold, and I'm so lucky I'm getting old with you. But please take me first, or at least spare the curse of a long and lonely ways. Like George Burns and Gracie Allen, just like Johnny Cash and June Carter. Getting old is a privilege we hold. I'm so lucky I'm getting old with you. I'm so lucky I'm getting old with you. With you.
Okay to cheer for yourselves. There's nobody else here. Thanks.
so much for having us. Yeah,
dude,
we appreciate it.
That was really, really great. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find more information at yarnmusic.net.
You got it.
Product, purchasing, streaming, everything. You're embracing all that is out there.
Yes, it's all out there.
Good luck.
Easy to find.
We'll see you back in Richmond on what date?
December 27th at the Broadbury.
All right, try to get some rest.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for being here.
Hey, appreciate you, man.
Oh, gosh,
cool vibe you got here.